Well, first of all, I want us to praise this wonderful rain that we've had. My goodness, we've needed it so badly, and we've really gotten a lot of nice rain the last 48 hours or so, plus what we got last week. This first prayer request is for all the children and their leaders and sponsors who are in children's camp this week. You know, there's a whole bunch of kids down at Lugert, and I know starting today, Gateway Church was having this week through Saturday, I believe, they're having their camp, which is here in town. But still, these kids, they're coming to learn, and then they want to go do some other activities. And with it raining like this, they can't go out and do something. So I just pray for all of them this week. And then we want to pray for Barbara Little, who is in the hospital at Clinton. And continue to pray for Shelley Lindbergh, who's still in the hospital in Oklahoma City. My understanding is she's supposed to start taking rehab today, but it'll be a little while before she gets dismissed.
Okay. Oh, Father, we thank you today that you've given us, Lord. We thank you for this rain, Lord, Father. We know that without rain, you know, nothing grows. And Lord, Father, let the ground begin to receive it with joy and be able to spring up all the increase, Lord. Oh, Lord, Father, we want to pray for the one that's in the hospital here in Clinton. We know that you have given the physicians wisdom enough to know about the body, Lord, to know how to treat it. And, Lord, Father, let that body begin to respond to this treatment, that we can be healed, Lord Jesus. But, Lord, we know that you are the great physician, and we call upon you to be able to heal them, to let them arise again as you have called Lazarus, Lord. The Father, the one that's in Oklahoma City, Lord, the one that's fixing to take rehab, Lord, let them be rehabilitated. If they cannot walk, whatever they need in that area, Father, we know that you are able to do this, Lord, that we don't have no doubt in our hearts, but we believe it and we call it done. Like the word says to God, to call those things as they were, and we call a full healing in everyone. These children that are down there, Lord, we know that these people take time out, Lord, to teach our children the way they should go. And then when they grow old, they will not depart, Lord. Lord, we want them to have fun. The outdoors area, Lord, Father, Lord. And, Lord, we know that you're going to allow them to have fun. If not, Lord, Father, let them be taught the ways of the Lord. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord, Father. Just give us wisdom and understanding in your word. And, Lord, Father, we thank you for the anointing and the peace that you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Well, I want to tell everybody about what's going on at the Elk City Indian Baptist Church this week. I'll let you expand on this in a little bit because you probably do a better job than I will. But it's at 916 West 7th in Elk City. Camp meeting. You do this every year.
Yes.
Now, are you going to have a tent or is it going to be inside this year?
Well, I don't know. But yeah, we have a tent. We already have the tent put up. So it's on 19th and West 7th. Yeah, we already have it put up, and we just got to maintain it and get finished putting up. We got the lights already up, and we just got to get the other equipment set up.
Sure.
We're ready to go. Minister's already on his way coming this way.
Good.
His name is Fred Lowe.
Fred Lowe. So it starts tonight and goes through Saturday, and you have breakfast at 9 in the morning?
Yes, breakfast is at 9 o'clock. Then right after breakfast, they go into like a
morning worship.
A fellowship.
I see.
A fellowship, and everybody takes part.
Uh-huh.
Not just a minister, but everybody has a, they want to read the scripture or testify or just something that the Lord has done for them. We want to have an open area for everybody to be part of it.
Sure. And then you have supper at 5,
yes.
And then the meeting starts at 7.
Yes.
And I participated in that several years ago. It was kind of a community thing where we had several churches that came together. That's back when Berlin was here.
Yes, that's been a while back.
That has been a while back. They've been gone quite a while, but it's always a great time in the Lord.
Oh, yes. And we've been doing this for quite a few years. So, you know, a little bit about my dad. My dad passed away here about 3 years ago, you know, and he got us together. He got us together, all the family together, and he began to talk to us. And he said, I want all of y'all to come see me. And this is kind of like a little warning to our family. He said, I want y'all to come to see me because some of y'all might not make it. And he said, come see me now because this might be the last time to see me. But what I want you to do is to continue to serve the Lord, to stay in church. Don't let this death bother you. And he got us together several times like that. So don't let death bother you. You let it, what you call it, inspire you to do things. With the way that my dad passed away, it was so awesome. And, you know, it's a good testimony about how my dad went and how everything just fell into place. Everything fell into place. And my dad, he would sit there. If you know my dad likes to shake his foot like this. He was shaking his foot, had his hand in the back of his, you know, head like this. And he said, they're waiting for me. And I said, well, who's waiting for you? He goes, they're waiting for me. He didn't identify who was waiting. He said, they're waiting for me. He goes, they gave me a couple of days to say my goodbyes, then I gotta go. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. And then I start catching chills because I don't know who was over there waiting for him, but the Lord was so merciful enough that we got to spend 4 days with my dad before he passed away.
Mm-hmm. So. Amen. Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. They are our sponsor for today. And then we have Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And the Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre, Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off. And then Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City, Apostle Casey Elliott will bless you also. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or a home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Delfred Whitecrow with the Indian Baptist Church located here in Elk City. Man, his title for today is Unbelieving. And I'm here to tell you, if this message don't touch you, you need to hit your knees. Back to you, sir. You don't mind, I want to touch on something.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
At 12 years old, I saw the clouds open. I saw my Jesus ride down on the clouds. Mm-hmm. I saw his hand stretched out to me, a 12-year-old child. I sat on the clouds and was held by my Jesus. And the next morning, when I woke up, the enemy came with such force and got me doubting what I had seen. And that doubt took root. And that doubt took me so far from God, because there was such a battle within me, in my mind and in my heart. And then when my husband and my daughter passed away, after my daughter passed away, I began to plan murder. I was planning to kill some people. I mean, I was days, if not hours, away. But God, in His faithful love, His faithfulness, He broke through everything. And He told me, "My child, you will not come back from that. Yep. Come home. Just come home." And in that moment, I hit the floor and I curled up in a ball and I began to pray and just pour my heart. I had a serious heart condition. It became so cold and so hard. I hated everything. I was so angry at God, because in my twisted thinking, in my stinking thinking, I believed that God took my baby.
Yep.
And then I reached out one day to my daughter-in-law. And she, being the beautiful woman of God that she is, I called her, she called me. I don't remember exactly how it went down. But I said, "Well, I don't know why God took my baby. I don't understand why He took my baby." And she said this to me. She said, "Well, I don't know what God you're worshiping, and I don't know what God you believe in, but my God would never take life. He is the creator and the giver of life." And that just hit the heart. It hit the stone, man. And with those words spoken by her, the Lord began to tear down the walls of Jericho that I had built around my heart.
Yep.
And now here we are 5 years later. God took me from planning murder to being a lover of my God.
Yep.
And a full believer of Jesus Christ. Resurrection is very real. It's not dead.
Yep.
It is very real. When are we, as children of God, going to quit tolerating death?
Yep. That's why He said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, for the Son of God might be glorified thereby, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." in verse 25, and Jesus said unto her, and I like this because he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. You know, after my dad had passed away, I would go to the house, and I could still feel my dad's presence that was there. And my dad, I could feel him, like, still going, walking to the rooms and everything. And I was thinking, man, we serve a real God. Because even though this physical body is gone, he's not gone. And that's what Jesus was trying to take us from dwelling in doubt, dwelling in fear, to dwelling in love and compassion, dwelling in life. Because sometimes we don't know what life really is. But Jesus told Martha and Mary, all those that were around about it that could hear what he was saying. And another scripture I wanted to bring out, because they were talking to Jesus. It's in Mark 12, verse 28. And he said, and one of the scribes came, Mark 12, 28. One of the scribes came, having heard them reason together, perceived that he answered them well, asking him, which is the first commandment of all? What is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, he said, first of all the commandment is, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Man, is that all we have to do? Is to hear? Because when you begin to hear, it begins to destroy all the doubts. That's why I wanted to name this message Unbelieving, because it destroys the unbelief that is in you. And he says, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Hear. No wonder he said, If he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. That's why Jesus breathed upon his disciples. And he said that, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Going back to St. John, verse 26. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believe thou this? Now that's the question today. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe my fish story? Man, it's true. I did catch that big fish. But I let it live. I let it live within me. Now I'm here to tell you that this big fish story is true. And he says, and she said unto him, yes, Lord, I believe that thou art Christ, the Son of God, shall come into the world. And when she had said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the master's coming and calleth for thee. Thank you, Lord, for calling. He was calling you through your daughter-in-law, calling. And that was a great answer. I don't know what God you serve, but my God, he's a God of life. He said, even though she was dead, yet shall she live. And he says, as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now, Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. And the Jews then, which were with her in the house, comfort her. And when she saw Mary, that she rose in haste and went out to follow her, saying, she goeth to the grave to weep there. No, she was going to that guy who had life. His name is Jesus. That's what she was going. It says, then when Mary was come to Jesus, where Jesus was, saw him, fell down at his feet. And that's what we need to do. We need to fall down at Jesus' feet. Get down to his feet. Remember when they were complaining about, tell my sister to help me. Tell my sister. And she said, oh, you're troubled with many things, but your sister's chosen the good things. And she was sitting at Jesus' feet. The best stories I ever heard that came from my uncles and my grandpa was that when we were sitting at their feet and they were telling us stories. Amen. Stories of what was good back then, but they're even better today. And he said, then when Mary was come to Jesus and saw him, fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou had been here, my brother would have not died. And I was thinking, you two, both of y'all are accusing him. If you were here, my child would have not died, or my brother would have not died. But Jesus is, like I said, Jesus is so full of compassion and love and full of life. He says, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, the Jews also weeping, he came to her, he groaned in his spirit. Didn't he tell them already that this was sickness was not unto death? That's why we need to pay attention. That's why we need to hear. Remember, the first commandment of all is to hear, O Israel. Pay attention. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Knowing what's right, what's life, and what's death. That's the power that God has given us, that we know how to rightly divide this word of truth. It says, and Jesus was troubled. And he said, where have you laid him? And they said unto him, come and see. And that's when Jesus began to weep. A lot of people, I heard a lot of ministers say this, and I'm not putting them down. Maybe this is how the Lord had showed them, but the Lord showed me this. When Jesus was weeping, he didn't weep because Lazarus was dead. How can you weep when he said in verse 25, I am the resurrection and life? How can you weep? He wept because of unbelief that was in the heart. If they would have gone all the way back to verse 4, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. All this, if they would just look at this scripture and heard what Jesus was saying and just believe, they themselves probably could have resurrected Lazarus. But Jesus wept because of unbelief. In verse 36, then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them could not. And some of them, here's some more accusations toward Jesus. And some of them said, could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind cause even this man should have not died? And Jesus therefore groaned again in himself because they didn't believe him. He came into the grave, and it was a cave, and a stone laid upon it. And Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha and the sister of him that was dead said unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead for 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, say I not unto thee that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God? If you just believe, come on, that's all it takes. If you would just believe me. That's all I'm asking, that your brother, you're going to see all the glory of God because it's going to be within you. You're going to see it with your eyes. Things begin to change. That's why we see an atmosphere of raining, because things are changing. The seasons are changing. It says, and they took away the stone from that place where the dead laid, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people that which stand by, I say it, that thou may believe that thou hast sent me. He raised Lazarus so they could believe that God has sent his only begotten Son, only one. And it says, when he thus had spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Mm-hmm. That's when there was a change.
Come on.
He raised Lazarus. The name of the Lazarus means God has helped. Lazarus probably couldn't wait for Jesus to call his name. Mm. He said, I'm going to be resurrected because this is the man that's going to call me. He said, because I am the resurrection and life. And if you believe in me, though you were dead, yet shall ye live. He says, and when the dead had came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes and his face bound with napkins, Jesus said unto him, loose him and let him go. There's still things that we need to do. We need to loose and let go. Loose and let go that we can live. We want to live. We want to live. Mm-hmm. We want to conquer death. The last enemy upon this planet Earth or wherever is going to be conquered is death. It's death, because death separates. God is not a God of death, but he said, I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. Is I am the God of the living. Mm-hmm. That is my message. Just believe. Or just believe. Or believe just. Mm-hmm. That's all you have to do is believe. That fish story that's been told, it is true.
Mm. Wow. I don't know about y'all, but Monica's going to have to go back and rewatch this one. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, and it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Miss Neva Pyatt, and from Pastor Alfred Whitecrow, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.